With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Now, the numbers are in on the efforts by the Department of Government Efficiency to rein in fraud, abuse, and waste by the federal government. Correspondent Ken Lorman reports.
Since January, 200,000 federal employees have been laid off, while over 75,000 accepted a buyout option known as deferred retirement. In total, more than 260,000 federal workers have been dismissed since President Trump took office. Elon Musk, who heads up DOGE, says the department is making progress, but acknowledged that it, quote, could be more effective. Yet, so far, DOGE has saved the government over $160 billion. Ken Lorman, Washington.
Well, the April jobs report showing the unemployment rate has remained steady. More on that story from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The Labor Department reported Friday that U.S. employers added 177,000 jobs in April. The unemployment rate was unchanged at 4.2%. Both numbers, which demonstrate that the U.S. labor market remains in good condition, are based on surveys taken in the immediate wake of the Trump administration's move in early April to institute the highest level of tariffs on imports since the 1930s. The gain extended the streak of U.S. job growth to 52 months. Bernie Bennett reporting.
It was quite a shock earlier today when Warren Buffett told shareholders that he wants to retire at the end of the year. Buffett says he'll recommend to Berkshire Hathaway's board that Greg Abel should become the CEO at that time. The 151st running of the Roses now in the history books. Sovereignty has crossed the finish line first today in the slop at Kentucky Derby, a rainy, chilly day. Journalism ran second. Baeza finished third. This is SRN News. People all around the world weighing in on freedom of speech.
The Pew Research Center survey finds that a majority of people believe that the right to say whatever you think without fear of reprisal is important. Here in the U.S., 62% of adults say freedom of speech is very important. The highest percentage can be found in Germany, 87%. The lowest in Singapore, 35%. Freedom of speech is not quite the same as freedom of religion, but the two tend to be closely connected. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new report indicating persecution of Christians in Pakistan on the rise again. That survey, conducted by Human Rights Focus Pakistan, finds believers were victims of an unusually high number of murders, abductions, and forced conversions. One official says Pakistan has cloaked its systemic persecution in silence and total impunity. This is SRN News. U.S. health officials pushing to get artificial colors out of the nation's food supply.
U.S. health officials announced plans to persuade food companies to voluntarily eliminate petroleum-based artificial dyes by the end of 2026. The process to change from petroleum-based dyes to colors made from vegetables, fruits, flowers, and even insects won't be cheap or easy. Health advocates have long called for the removal of the dyes. They cite mixed evidence that the colors are linked to behavior problems and obesity in kids. John Scott reporting.
Health officials now say the United States has 935 confirmed measles cases so far this year, and that is triple the amount seen in all of last year. Two children and one adult have died from the illness this year. 10 states have had active outbreaks. Texas has the most, 683 cases. More details at srnnews.com.